This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this Radiothon. Allies, there's a new way to show your love. Did you vote yes for marriage equality? Continue to show your support for the LGBTI community. Become an out loud ally of Joy. Receive bragging rights and a pack of Joy Out Loud Ally badges to wear proudly. Head to joy.org.au and click the Ally button on the homepage.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Very recently, a well-known celebrity in Melbourne, Tracy Spicer, has set up a new initiative in Melbourne designed to combat sexual harassment, intimidation and abuse in the workplace. The initiative's called Now Australia, and to talk with us about that, we have Melissa Griffiths, who's one of the members of this project steering committee. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning.
Tell us all about this project.
Well, this project bore out of the Me Too movement and obviously all the stories that Tracy collected like last year. She got a lot of stories, a lot of women coming forward with the stories of sexual harassment, and the Now Australia movement was born out of that. So we want to obviously create change, make workplaces safer, free from sexual harassment, intimidation and harassment.
And how did you get involved in this, Melissa?
Well, I got involved in it because I'm a friend of Tracy's, and she wanted someone on the steering committee who was in the LGBTI space, understood our issues, so That's how I got involved.
So this actually extends to LGBTI people as well as straight people.
It does, because we do get a lot of harassment. We have a lot of issues around sexual harassment and intimidation, whether that's in the workplace or out in society.
Mm-hmm. Are there any stories that you could share with us? Any anecdotes, perhaps?
Well, recently getting an Uber home, for example, the driver was driving too slow, and I just said that if he could just, you know, speed up a bit, and I just copped it. And then he hung around my place afterwards for about...
What do you mean you copped it?
Well, he said, this is his car, I'll drive it any way I want. And it's like, okay, but I'm just thinking of the traffic behind me. And then when he dropped me off, he hung around for 5 minutes, and I called the police because I felt threatened or just felt intimidated, I guess is the better word. Wow. And we don't share these stories of what we go through day-to-day experiences, and I'm sure it happens to a lot of women as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen in America recently, in New York, the story around the two women that were kicked out of the Uber there as well. So it's got to be raised more and more.
So, Melissa, is the Now Australia initiative targeted at trying to improve outcomes for women or for everybody?
Well, it's for everyone, to ensure that people can go to their workplace free from harassment, intimidation and bullying. And I know that's a generational change and may take a while before it will obviously change. But if we can start now, then future generations won't have to go through bullying, intimidation or harassment in their workplaces.
In doing that, what do you see as the biggest challenge? Because so much of this behaviour, unfortunately, is ingrained, isn't it, in culture, in some work, well, probably all workplace cultures. We'd like to think that some have moved on, but it's so ingrained, isn't it?
It is so ingrained, and I think that's where we've got to start to do some more research around those factors, and then we can start looking at education and educating workplaces better on how to deal with it more appropriately so that it won't occur in the future.
So, Melissa, you've raised the R word, the research word. tell us, what evidence is there? What do we know about sexual harassment, intimidation and abuse in the workplace? What are the stats and facts that are known to us so far?
Well, the most recent study that was done by the University of Business Sydney in March this year shows that 1 in 10 women are sexually harassed, and 1 in 12.
1 in 10 women are sexually harassed at work.
In the workplace. So there's still a lot to sort of be done in that space. So I'm glad that Kate Jenkins has announced her inquiry into sexual harassment, because that'll actually speed up the process a bit.
One in 10 women. Mm. This is 2018, for Christ's sake.
I know, it's 2018, but as a society, we still haven't moved on. We've got to learn to respect each other as men and women in the workplace and in society in general, but still it's there.
Mm. I know a survey, and I won't say the workplace, but it was 300 people, and they got an 85% participation rate.
It's pretty good.
In the survey. And it was about, do you feel, or have you observed sexual harassment in the workplace? 90% of respondents said no, 5% said they didn't know, and 5% said yes. So the 5%, let's split that. So, yeah, the 10% is pretty accurate, but that was across all genders.
Mm.
So, you know...
That's pretty extraordinary, though, 10%.
Yeah, so, to me that... Not that it needs validating, but that validates that figure that, you know, people are experiencing this, and that we've got to change the culture. We have to change the culture.
Melissa, if anybody in the workplace observes sexual harassment or abuse, what should they do and what can they do?
Well, they should speak to their colleague. They can speak to their harassment contact officer if they've got one. If they've been assaulted outside the workplace, then probably if they can report it to the police, or if they want to ring a counselling service. So it's important that they sort of speak to someone about it, know their rights, know what their legal options are, figure out what the support they need to help them get them through that.
Often when people are in the middle of that experience, they don't quite know where to go and they don't know what to look for.
No, they don't, because they place the guilt on themselves. I know, and it was recently in The Guardian, I was sexually assaulted in public and I felt shame and guilt. It was my fault, so I didn't do anything about it at the time. And that's probably the same with women who are sexually harassed in the workplace or outside in public, or if they're at a club or bar. They blame themselves when it's not their fault at all.
We're going to continue this conversation a little bit later on this morning, because we have Kate Jenkins coming into the studio, so we'll be able to certainly maintain the theme of this. We do actually have
to... So we've got about a minute or so left.
So I was just going to ask you, what are the takeout messages and who can people call if they need any help?
Well, the takeout message, obviously, we're apolitical. Get involved. But just do something. Obviously, you can reach out through now.org.au, the website, if you need help, assistance, or reach out to me or Tracy for support. And in July, hopefully, we have the 1-800 phone number up and running, so we can answer calls and refer people to counselling services and lawyers if they need it.
Melissa, thank you very much for your time this morning. I also hear that you've been a fabulous guest speaker at a number of workplaces, including the Vic Roads office in Bendigo.
That's correct. Yep.
Seamus, who was present actually, has just sent an email saying that you were fantastic.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.